This commitment comprehensively addresses each of the aspects that are relevant for the national system of social rehabilitation in our country. And the efforts made and decisions adopted are, first of all, related to an improvement of infrastructure, and so they deal with overcrowding, corruption, and through that we achieve an improvement in infrastructure generally. And it's important that you should know that we are currently planning and building 2 detention centres with a capacity of 800 in each case, the 800 inmates. And this will reduce overcrowding and thus comply with our national development plan under the office of and aegis of President Noboa's office. There will be 2 indicators and goals related to that. The first is to reduce overcrowding by 10%, and the second is to increase by 10% our facilities and resources, and this will lead to effective rehabilitation of inmates and subsequent reintegration of that group. In this way, we are also demonstrating that there is a clear plan to improve the prison conditions and national oversight of prisons. I should say that the national social rehabilitation system comes under my portfolio, but clearly to regain control over the 35 centres, we have established protocols in place to ensure cooperation with both the armed forces and the national police. So I would say that of those 35 detention centres, those prisons, it's only in 8 of those that the armed forces are currently involved in ensuring physical security. In all of the other centres, all of the operations in that area come directly under the aegis of the office that I head up. As I said, improving and ensuring infrastructure is essential. In addition to improving security and ensuring the human rights and dignity of those who are detained, it will allow us to optimise the implementation of our different actions in the area of sport, culture, education, family connections, healthcare, and others. So it's important here to say that the work which is principally done hand in hand with the Ministry of Public Health is absolutely essential in order to deal with small outbreaks of tuberculosis, which we do have in hand, but nonetheless represents a specific concern in 2 of our centres, in Guayas 1 and in Esmeraldas. And we're working interinstitutionally to get on top of those outbreaks and reduce them. We're also working robustly to adopt systems that ensure different safety protocols in prisons to eliminate violent acts that have been experienced in recent years. It's important here to emphasize the collaboration and cooperation with the international community, which has been so important, with ELA, the IRS, and society at large. We specifically have capacity building both with our operational staff and administrative staff, and we are developing procedures to incorporate prison wardens within that plan. We aim to establish a capacity building school which will have the aim of continuously training prison staff. With all of this work, we will reduce the gulf between prison wardens and those who are detained, thus complying with international standards and ensuring an appropriate rehabilitation process is possible. We also have a 5-year plan for training of almost 7,000 prison staff over that period, with comprehensive support, because we're well aware that those people at the coalface of prison security must have, in addition to training in human rights, a high level of emotional intelligence and a high level of training in principles and values which allow us to safeguard human rights and the dignity of those deprived of their freedom. Equally, and for the first time in the national prison and social rehabilitation system, we are conducting specific actions to protect the rights of those female detainees. This is done through the elimination of mixed prisons, and we will achieve that goal this year. And also, for your information, in Loja 1 prison, we have an initiative which avoided women prisoners or prevented women prisoners from being because of initiatives relating to family reunification, meant that women were not always kept in independent institutions. However, this year we will almost entirely eliminate any mixed detention, and this will allow us to move forwards enormously with eliminating any possible gender violence that might have existed in the past. It is clear that all of this represents a paradigm shift in a system which had languished without the proper focus, and in fact deserves the full attention of the government. We believe that these actions will have a wide-ranging and positive impact, not only in prisons but on the entire of Ecuadorian society. All of this demonstrates the Ecuadorian state's commitment to ensuring the human rights and dignity of the prison population, always in strict observance of the rights and dignity that are inherent to them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Finally, Chairperson, it falls to me to answer a few questions that are pending from the committee. First of all, I'd like to say that the Ecuadorian delegate